Yosemite, of course, was a lifelong fascination for Ansel Adams, and it recently received a park system boost, $6.5 million, from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. The money will go to restoring historic buildings and purchasing new hybrid shuttle buses for the park's 3.5 million annual visitors, among other projects. Overall, the National Park System received $750 million from the stimulus package. Amy Standen reports from another national icon, Alcatraz Island, where stimulus dollars are helping to solve a decades-old problem.
Even with 5,000 visitors a day, Alcatraz still sounds like a lonely place. The relentless gulls, the buoys, the conclusive thud of the old cell block doors. But there's one place where all the sounds of the island are eclipsed by a single giant roar. A sound so loud, we have to put in earplugs just to get near it. Here, two aging diesel generators alternate back and forth 24 hours a day. Every light bulb on the island draws its power from here. Getting power to Alcatraz has always been a problem because it's an island. Everything comes by boat. The same ferries that bring tourists also haul 50,000 gallons of diesel gasoline each year. Fresh water is shipped in, trash shipped out. Sewage from those 5,000 daily visitors, that has to leave by boat too. But thanks to the stimulus, these boats will soon have less to carry. That's because the island is being fitted with solar panels to supply more than half its electricity needs. The panels will go up on the roof through a squeaky iron cell block gate and up a narrow staircase of crumbling concrete. Up here, the sun is blinding. It's a perfect place for solar panels, with one catch. Alcatraz is a national landmark, which means that the 1,300 dark blue solar panels up here and on a nearby building will have to be hidden from public view. Still, John Ryan, manager for the project, thinks he can make it work.
Up here on the cell house roof, we have a little more leniency from our State Historic Preservation Office. So these can be on a slight angle here because the parapet wall all around here protects it from visual.
Workers will also have to hide a massive solar battery system to help power the island when the sun doesn't shine. Luckily, if there is one thing Alcatraz has in spades, it's big, desolate interior spaces, like this one. Broken glass litters the floor of what's called the New Industries Building. Here, Al Capone and Machine Gun Kelly once hunched over sewing machines and scrubbed dirty sheets shipped in from the mainland. Alex Pickovet works for the Park Service.
They did mending. They did actually sew from scratch. They, you know, starched and ironed. And it was part of the way that Alcatraz was supporting itself.
Now that support comes from ticket sales to 1 million annual tourists and from the federal stimulus package. But in fact, putting solar panels on Alcatraz wasn't part of the Park Service's original plan at all. Initially, the stimulus money was earmarked for other projects, like restoring roads and buildings at parks from Yosemite to Shenandoah. David Barna works for the Park Service. He says when they started getting bids back from contractors, they were pleasantly surprised.
Those estimates came in about 20% less than we anticipated. And that gave us a big chunk of money, $129 million, that we've now taken that money back to pick up lower priority projects, about 30 projects across the country.
And that's where Alcatraz comes in. Under federal law, all stimulus cash must be spent by September 30th to create jobs as soon as possible. So solar panels, which are quick to design and install, were an obvious choice. Here on Alcatraz, the panels go up this summer. For NPR News, I'm Amy Standen.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.